Well, good afternoon. My name is Mark Corey. I'm with Cherokee Fabrication. And the reason I'm here today is I'd like to tell you a little bit about how you can gin more cotton and spend less money doing it. This first picture is of the Cherokee Magnum 244 gin line. This photo was taken at Keith Shaver Miller Gin in Monette, Arkansas. And this new gin stand is 12 feet wide, and it has more saws than any other gin stand available on the market today. One of the first things we would need to talk about when we talk about the cost of ginning is obviously the equipment cost. With a gin stand that is wider, you can obviously have fewer gin lines for any desired ginning rate. And of course, if you have each gin line needs a conveyor distributor. So you've got the section of conveyor distributor that feeds the gin line. If you have fewer gin lines, obviously your conveyor distributor can be shorter. Also, the number of hanger bearings will be fewer. This is a way you can look at some of the other equipment involved. Let's see if I can get the cursor going. Obviously, for each gin line, you've got ductwork that connects the gin stand to the air jet to the lint cleaner, and from the lint cleaner out to the lint flue. In addition to this, you've got screw conveyors under the floor for the trash, for the seed, and you've also got duct work for the trash under the lint cleaner and the pull fan on the lint cleaner condenser. And anytime you've got additional equipment, you've got additional wiring, motor controls, starters, and of course the installation labor it takes to put all that in. Another thing you talk about is your personnel requirements. Obviously, fewer gins to watch means you need fewer eyes to watch them. And then, in addition to that, over time, gin stands have become wider and wider, and that makes the roll box door, which is part of a ginner's standard maintenance, something that he has to lift up, and these doors have become heavier and heavier over time because they've become wider. It's also not unusual for a ginner to have an assistant to help him, and it's also not unusual for these doors to get stuck or jammed. They've got little pins or locks or springs that can become rusty or bent. In contrast, the Magnum 244 and the Avenger 174 gin stand are opened by a ginner with just the press of a button. The roll box door is powered, and as a result, you really don't have to have as many people to keep them running. Another thing you need to think about is the overall productivity in your cost. Both of these, the Magnum 244 and the Avenger 174 gin stands, have a seed roll retainer. Now, the seed roll retainer swings up underneath the seed roll when the breast is pulled out. What that does is that keeps you from dropping your seed roll. And then there's also a safety feature included that prevents the powered roll box door from opening unless the breast is pulled out and the agitator stops. When it finally comes to the point where you have to change out the saws on one of these gin stands, in the case of the Avenger and the Magnum gin stand, you remove a pin that holds the breast in up top, disconnect these airlines with their color-coded quick disconnects, and then you just lay the front down. It reveals the saw and it's easy to get to. Also, on this on the 244 gin stand, the agitator can come out in whole out of either side of the machine or directly out of the top. the heads and legs on these gin stands are made of 1.5 inch thick plate. The rib rails are machined out of 2x4 solid bar stock. This is a stout machine. The agitator, the picker roller, and the optional upper moding are all driven by direct drive motors. That means there's no belts and pulleys and other drive components. It also means that, there's just fewer moving parts. There's just less stuff. There is a touchscreen control, and it's big, it's easy to see, and it's got a very wide viewing angle. And you can clearly see the saw load, the agitator load, the feeder rate. There's also push buttons to, of course, pull the breast in and out to adjust the feed rate up and down. There's a little display that shows you the gin hood pressure switch. And there's also a true automatic mode that will regulate the feed rate depending on the conditions. If you've got dry, good cotton, your feed rate's going to creep on up. If you've got wet, sticky cotton, your feed rate's going to creep on down, all based on the loads that you're going to see on your motors. And we are quite pleased to let you know that the Magnum 244 has been awarded an AE50 award. This is from the ASABE, that's the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers. They've deemed that our patented gin stand is one of the year's most innovative designs. And so we're certainly proud to let you know about that. And it's going to be featured as one of the items in the special edition of the Resource Magazine for January, February. When you pull back and you look at the bigger picture, the plant layout also plays a very large role in the costs of building and running a gin plant. One example of a way to do things a little different is shown here at the Bogachita Gin in Macon, Mississippi. You'll notice that the conveyor distributor above the gin stands doesn't go into an overflow hopper. All of the overflow goes into the front of the module feeder, and it uses the hopper in the front of the module feeder. What this means is you don't have a need for an overflow hopper, a diverter valve, a vacuum wheel, a fan, ductwork, cyclones, you know, all of the steel supports and wiring controls and of course labor costs to put it all in. So, just in summary, the Cherokee Magnum 244 gin stand is at the heart of the highest capacity gin stand known, and this higher throughput plus fewer machines required to maintain and operate is going to reduce your overall ginning costs. And I'd like to invite you to see the Magnum 244 and some of our other equipment online. You can just enter Cherokee Fabrication in the search box at YouTube. We also have a booth next door. I'd invite you to come visit us there. And then also tomorrow afternoon, about the same time in the Ginning Conference, we'll be given another opportunity to show you a little bit more about several other machines that are new for us. And we'd like to prove to you that Cherokee truly is your place to get complete ginning solutions. Thank you.